USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Whistleblower Tony Bobulinski said Tuesday on Fox News that the Biden family has tarnished his family name and Joe Biden has not explained his actions to the American people.
I think it was conscious of things, and, you know, I can't speak for him.
Maybe
I would love for him to go on record. As I referenced earlier, I'm only sitting here because they have not only have they not gone on record, they've denied it, and they've tarred my family name and a long history of serving this country.
Bobulinski, a retired lieutenant in the U.S. Navy, is a former business partner with two Biden family members. A second night of unrest in Philadelphia Tuesday night over the police shooting death of a black man that was going after police officers with a knife. The Philadelphia Police Department warned people to avoid the Port Richmond area, where at least 1,000 looters took to local businesses. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Americans have cast half the total votes counted in 2016. With a few days left to go until the general election, 69.5 million early votes have been cast as of Tuesday, 50.4% of the total turnout from the last presidential cycle. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project. There were 47.2 million early votes cast in all of 2016. President Trump's campaign was hacked. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump's campaign website was the victim of apparent hacking. For about half an hour Tuesday evening, the campaign website was replaced by an image featuring the logos of the FBI and Department of Justice, saying that the site had been seized and demanding a cryptocurrency ransom. The Trump campaign said in a statement that no data had been accessed and that they were working with law enforcement to determine the source of the hack. The website has since been restored.
The president's campaign continues today in southern Nevada and in Arizona. Joe Biden's campaign was in Georgia on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have won the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Tampa Bay jumped out to an early 1-0 lead behind the pitching of Blake Snell with 9 strikeouts. After Snell was pulled from the mound, the Dodgers' bat started lighting up Global Life Park in Arlington. Dodgers' Mookie Betts talks about the pitching change to MLB.com.
I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not going to ask any questions. But he was pitching a great game. Barnsley let off with a hit, I think, right there. We had a chance to do something, but it made a pitching change, and it seems like that's all we needed.
Dodgers win 3-1 in Game 6 Tuesday, taking home the Commissioner's Trophy. Rain has been hindering NASCAR over the last few days. If NASCAR can get in at least 167 laps Wednesday, the second of three events in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs will be official and move on to Sunday's event in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Brad Keselowski explains why drivers love Martinsville.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, that brings a special lure to it, a lure that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, with that clock, and I know it means a lot to me.
The Xfinity 500 is scheduled for Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.